Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Still here.
And we're in the middle of the Christine Liu Show. But just before we go on, I just want to reiterate what a wonderful morning we had with County Executive, Nassau County Executive Laura Curran. And the one thing that I think is so encouraging is her transparency. I mean, that's the one thing that she, you know, everybody's going to make mistakes. She's not going to get her way in everything. The legislator won't vote with her because it's a Republican legislator, which is fine. But she as a person is transparent, and you have to go forward. And it's funny that the UN has adopted this year that same transparency. In their general election, which they just took 2 weeks ago, was their general election. It was the 73rd election of the whatever you call them, Council General of the General Assembly of the UN, where they had open interviews versus having it private, and all of a sudden, this is the 73rd head of the UN.
That's kind of a major number.
That's a major milestone. Absolutely.
Major milestone.
Yeah. I mean, it just shows.
What would that be like? How many days away from Christina Liu's past birthday?
I didn't even recognize the similarity.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Number.
It's pretty well. They have
a
big board here.
I know, because that number was like standing out to me, and I was
There's a big board here in the studio. The Christina Liu birthday countdown.
There's our clock for our segment clock, and then the
when the UN does things to it coordinates with our birthday.
That's right. Listen, I have pull. They know.
They probably contacted us.
That's
or
right.
Somebody.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But speaking of transparency, I actually want to give a shout out to our Town of North Hempstead supervisor, Judy Bosworth, because she really adopted that. That was one of her first things when she came into office, was this transparency thing, you know. And I mean, she did it in so many different ways, especially too. And then with the town boards were now televised when she came in. So, and there's a lot of documents you're able to see online now that you wouldn't in the past. So I think Judy might have been quite the trendsetter in the transparency.
I agree with you. We're very fortunate.
Oh, yeah. No, from that point of view, I agree 100%.
Yeah.
That, you know, you need somebody to set a trend. And everybody, you know, it's not like Laura's not jumping on board. Laura just got the job.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Laura's Laura.
And the shame of it is some of these people who have been voted out of office maybe still would have been in office. If you start listening to what the people want, getting the world wants to know what's going on. Everybody knows it's not perfect, but you want to know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, some people may not be able to make that switch.
Well, I agree, unfortunately.
But speaking of wonderful programs, no matter what side of the fence you're on, you know, we were talking before the break about, you know, caregiver help, and there's a lot of programs that are out there. And North Hempstead, the Project Independence program, our social worker, our nurse, who are both absolutely amazing. Joanne Tricarico, who's one of our nurses, and Audrey Dinsdell, who's one of our social workers, are putting on a chat called Mental Health in Older Adults, Overcoming Worry and Fear and Managing the Blues, which is certainly something important. You know, a lot of people might not realize certain things that are going on with them or with a loved one. So you can come to this chat and learn different signs and symptoms of anxiety and depression, different risk factors, awareness, and how to treat certain things, too, and just know what is out there to get help, which is certainly timely with everything we hear in the news also going on.
Very.
So I think and they're really wonderful, and it's a great place for you to go. So that is June 18th, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., and that is at the Mineola Library.
Okay.
So definitely check that out.
And, you know, there again is nothing to feel bad about that if you feel like maybe you or maybe a close loved one.
Right, absolutely, a friend, whatever it might be.
Are suffering from depression, it's not fun.
Yeah.
I've watched it happen to
people. I think everyone has been touched by it in different ways.
Yes.
And so it's, you know, whether it's yourself
nothing
or
to be ashamed
else.
Of. It's a fact of life that happens, and it's hard to explain why or how, but it happens.
No, and I think, you know, it's important, too, to go to something like this and just I think you would walk away feeling better, you know, and realizing there are different ways to get help. And it's a common thing, too, you know, so it's definitely something. I think it's really great that our social workers and nurses, I love when they team up to provide these programs based upon different trends that they've seen and requests out in the community. So check that out, too.
Just to jump in, it goes back to what Otto said a few minutes ago. You're not alone.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, it's the truth. In so many aspects in North Hempstead, you're not alone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just take advantage.
And also, you know, we had a couple of weeks ago, we had on EAC, who's one of our fabulous partners. They do Meals on Wheels, and they do our respite program. And the respite program, it's such a great service. They can come in and give the caregiver some time to just do what they need to do. And, you know, it's a trusted thing, as John said before. You know, they're vetted. They can develop relationships, too. So it's just that's a great resource that's out there, too. And we also have a friendly visiting program we partner with. It's JCC. And this is more of just, you know, that someone can come by to talk about. You could play cards, exchange stories, do whatever, you know, kind of interests you have together and form that relationship, too. And it's all in the comfort of your own home. So they are revamping this program and looking to really promote it. So you can call 311 or 869-6311 for more information on that program, too. So it's there's a lot of great services out there. So, you know, call 311 and you can get all that information, too. Also coming up, I want to remind people that Fun Day Monday.
Oh, we're coming.
Will be kicking off on July 9th. And in 2 weeks, I think we actually have someone from Community Services coming on to talk about all the programming that will be going on because it is certainly...
Do you know who's coming yet or no?
Gia.
Oh, okay.
Yes. There'll be exercise classes. There's a farmer's market. There's different musical entertainment. All different things. For anyone, really. And then on July 30th is the Senior Health Fair, which has a bunch of different agencies in the community. And August 27th is the Salute to the Armed Forces.
That health fair is when? July 30th?
July 30th.
And it's where?
And this is at North Hempstead Beach Park.
Right. Is this like the big one?
Yes, yeah. So they have a bunch of different organizations all there lined up at the beach, and you could there's gonna be a whole bunch of different screening vans
too.
Okay,
this is okay.
And so actually, to make it easier going forward, just say it's the big one.
The big one.
Refer
I like
to
that.
The Otto says it. It's the big
that.
One. It's the big one.
It's the big one.
The big one.
And on August 27th,
the big one. The real big one.
I like the real big one. The Salute to the Armed Forces, and that day they have the Classic Car Show,
That's cool.
Which is really, really cool, all lined up at the beach. So you could call 311 if you want to schedule for that. There's transportation available as well. So you can call, get a list of all the stops, and if your stop is not listed, they could actually work with you and figure out a stop near your house to pick you up too. So definitely check that out. And I've been waiting, you know, hot off the presses. I'm pulling information today, this week for today's show. And I knew Otto would be very excited, and John, because the Quail Venture is continuing for 2018. This was, you know, a hot topic we discussed all last year. And the quails were back again.
I think we heard about this the other night.
I was just going to say, I know I heard it.
The town will hatch about 60 quail eggs and live stream it. On the town's website, so you could actually watch this.
The first quail hatched on Tuesday.
This man knows.
Because Judy
announced it. That's why he's on the cover of the PI brochure, people.
Judy announced it at the...
There you go.
Yeah.
But it's really great because...
And what's the point of that, by the way? Quail eat ticks.
Yes, there we go. And, of course, which terrifies me. You know, my husband also who works outside, so he's equally terrified about ticks. So every time he comes home, he's like, what is this? What's this mark? You know, because it's terrifying because it's really, you know, he works for Nassau Boise School District, and there's all different facilities. And it's been an issue, you know, certain things.
Now, here's a question for you. What do quails have that enables them to eat ticks? Maybe we ought to be finding out what that is.
I don't know. It's a good question. That's a good question, Otto. Right? I don't even know.
I mean, they can eat ticks and they're fine.
Right. Right. We need to, get some. I think we might have a new experiment we'll have to run. You heard it here first, people. And, you know, really, why the town is doing this with the quails, because, unfortunately, when the quails are in the wild, cats and different animals attack them. So this is why they're being protected within the confines of the North Hempstead station. Which should be interesting, though. But you know what? You know, I mean, we're laughing, but it really is amazing that there are these organic, if you will, of killing.
Well, it's a natural environment. Right. But when you move things around, you put buildings up, et cetera, you know, the predators leave and, you know, the natural balance is thrown off.
Absolutely. And, you know, and especially with these tick crisis going on, it's certainly something great, I think, that North Hempstead is doing. So.
And I think it's great that the leadership of North Hempstead – thinks about
these
solutions like
right,
this.
Right, absolutely.
Two problems, because ticks are a problem. They do.
Yeah,
you know.
it's scary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When you talk about going for the parks and stuff, that's the first thing people think of. Like, oh, you go for a walk, you got to cover yourself and don't come home with a tick. You know?
I went to this Shinnecock Wednesday to the U.S. Open practice round, and one of the things I did not know when I was there is that there is a tick issue out there. You know, I heard it later when I wasn't there anymore.
No. Okay.
And I'm thinking to myself, you know, we never thought about it, but we walked all over the place. I was with two grandsons.
Oh, nice.
And,
okay.
You know, it was great.
I know. It's unfortunate that we have to sit here and, like, worry about these things, you know, because I was even saying to my husband, I said, Jay, you know, it's, like, ridiculous because, you know, of course, if you were going into, like, a crazy wooded area, you know, everyone always, like, thinks ticks or something. But, like, now you have to worry in, like, anywhere because, like, you know, my friend just was doing some kind of delivery somewhere and just came home with one on him.
Really?
Yeah. And he was just, luckily, he saw it when he was taking a shower and, like, got it off him in time, because you know you just hear these like horror stories. And
one of my girls had it, you know, I don't remember which one, but she got a shot of something. I forget what it was, but my wife spotted it in spite of the ring.
I don't know if we know the answer, but what do you do if you get a tick?
You got to like pull it off, like you know, as soon as possible. So like, and
with
just
your hand,
or a tweezer. Yeah,
right.
Probably a tweezer will actually you know pull it, because you don't want to like leave obviously something in it. Oh my god, 10 seconds
we're out of time.
Well, tune in to next week. We will talk about more of the happening.
We'll finish the twick.
That was the second
twick. The twick. That's right.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Thank you.